Coinbase One members can now earn 7% APY lending. USDC Coinbase told its Coinbase One members on July 8, 2026 that they can now earn roughly 7% APY by lending USDC, with the rate live as of the announcement. The company framed it as an upgrade to its paid membership tier rather than a new standalone product. The source is Coinbase's own post on X. That single number is the whole story, but the context matters for anyone who spends from a Coinbase balance. Coinbase One is the $9.99 a month subscription that bundles zero-fee trading up to a monthly limit, boosted staking rewards, and the higher cashback rate on the Coinbase One credit card. Adding a headline yield on idle USDC pulls the membership closer to a cash management account with a card attached. The yield lands where the spending money already sits. For a cardholder, the relevant detail is that USDC is often the funding buffer. People keep a stablecoin balance to top up card spending, avoid selling volatile assets at a bad moment, or hold value between purchases. Until now, that buffer earned little or nothing, at about 7% of $5,000 float, would generate roughly $350 a year if the rate held, which it may not. The rate is variable. Coinbase did not commit to holding 7% APY, and lending yields move with demand for borrowed dollars. Treat the number as a snapshot, not a fixed term. The practical read for members. The money you are already parking can now work, but do not build a budget around a rate that can reset lower next month. Lending is not the same as holding earning yield on USDC, means the coins are being lent out, not sitting inert in your account. That introduces counterparty and liquidity risk that plain holding does not. If borrower demand dries up or the program pauses redemptions, access to the funds can lag. This is the same distinction that separates a stablecoin balance you control from one deployed into a yield product. The gap matters most for spending money. A savings position can tolerate a few days of friction. A card float cannot. Members who want the yield should keep enough unlent USDC on hand to cover near-term card spending and treat the lent portion as savings rather than a checking balance. Coinbase is not alone in pairing a card with yield. Coinbase is not alone in pairing a card with an interest-bearing balance. Nexo and other custodial issuers have long offered yield on deposits alongside a card, and the trade-off is always the same. Higher advertised rates come with more exposure to the provider's solvency and lending book. The FTX and Celsius failures are the reference points cardholders should keep in mind before treating any custodial yield as risk-free. For U.S. members weighing the offer, the appeal is straightforward. If you already pay for Coinbase One and hold USDC, the yield is close to free money on a balance that was idle. The broader Coinbase card and account setup does not change. This is one feature layered onto an existing subscription, and the availability follows Coinbase's usual regional and regulatory limits in the United States.